This week, I met with the family of Patsy Kelly and their legal advisor, Pat Fahey, and we reflected on how the Police Ombudsman's Office has handled calls for a fresh inquest into the murder of Patsy Kelly in 1974, and how there has been such poor communication between the Police Ombudsman's Office and the family and their lawyer.
How long has it been since they have spoke to the family?
Today will be exactly 1 year since the last letter went from the family's lawyer to the Police Ombudsman's Office, asking for meaningful engagement and asking for answers to particular questions. And 1 year on from that correspondence, it has neither been acknowledged or responded to. So what I did this week, in my capacity as MP for West Tyrone, supporting Patsy Kelly's family, supporting the family's lawyer, is I made direct contact with Dr. Michael Maguire, the police ombudsman himself, and I've demanded a direct head-to-head meeting this month, the month of July, between myself, the family, and their legal representative to get to the bottom of this and to gain the support of the police ombudsman's office and police ombudsman for a fresh inquest. I mean, we have been told by the Police Ombudsman's Office that they're carrying out a priority investigation into the murder of Patsy Kelly. Well, if it's a priority investigation, tell us what stage it's at, because that's the very question we're asking and we're not getting answers.
And have they got back to you and agreed to this meeting and everything?
Yes. I made direct contact with Dr. Michael Maguire's office, and within 1 hour I was replied to, and it has been confirmed that the police ombudsman has asked a senior colleague to report fully to him on the matter, on the history of this case, and that we're going to discuss it in a meeting format later this month in July.
Just your own general view, do you think it's a bit of a disgrace that the family have kind of been left hanging this long without any word?
Patsy Kelly was a highly respected councillor from the Trillick area. People are very, very suspicious about who carried out his murder. Questions need answered, and we are pressing on the Attorney General and on the Police Ombudsman to ensure that there are fresh inquests to look at new evidence. So I think it's absolutely essential that the Kelly family get the truth and get the justice that they seek.